David, let's talk about, if we can, these parallel universes and their strong possibilities. 20, 30 years ago, would scientists, astronomers, physicists even thought about parallel universes?
Well, I think they were probably thinking about them. It's been around for a few decades, you know, the speculation about it. But it's now entering mainstream cosmology. You know, it's not just the fanciful flights of imagination of some guy in his off hours or a science fiction writer. It's now, you know, really core cosmology that we're talking about, not just the possibility, but the probability that we are just one tiny little bubble in a vast foaming mass of universes, this multiverse that cosmologists talk about. And there could be an almost infinite number of universes out there. So things are on a vastly greater scale than we ever imagined decades ago.
What was it that has gotten astronomers then to really begin to start thinking this way?
Well, one of the reasons is that we live in a very peculiar universe in a way. It seems uncannily well-suited to life. You know, if you just tinker with a few of the variables, you know, with the strength of gravity, for example, or the strength of any of the other forces in nature, you get a universe that would be uninhabitable. Okay, so we seem to be living in a universe that is very finely tuned for life. Okay, now there's a couple of ways you can take that. You could take the sort of the design route, mm-hmm. and you know, say, well, okay, it's been constructed for life, it was designed for life from the outset, and that's why it suits us. The other one is that there are so many universes out there, many of them are probably sterile. We just happen to live in one where there is life, and because we are intelligent beings, we wonder about our origins. So that's kind of one of the sources of the speculation. Another just has to do with theoretical cosmology. The origins of the universe suggests that maybe in the beginning, the universe wasn't a singular event. It's just part of a process in which universes are constantly being spawned, even now as we speak. You know, that there's a constant formation of universes with all sorts of different conditions in them. You know, some suitable to life, some in which stars will appear, others where, you know, the situation would be completely different.
I mean, it could be beyond our imagination what they might look like.
It could be totally beyond our imagination. It could be that there are many universes that are quite similar to ours, in which maybe there's a conversation in which, you know, you and I are talking to each other, but in a very slightly different situation, something almost the same as our universe, but a little bit different.
I've got to ask you, is there a God factor here?
Well, you know, that's entering more and more into the discussion, you know. And, I can go both ways on that. You know, I look around me and I think this is amazing. You know, it's amazing that we've had a long period of time. It's been 13.5 billion years since the origin of the universe. So plenty of time for things to happen.
And is that a pretty accurate number?
Yeah, it's getting more accurate. Yeah, the current figures bandied around is 13.7 billion years, and it's because we're getting much better at figuring out the distances of remote objects, and, you know, our instrumentation is just getting so much better.
Okay.
That we're, you know, we've got it pretty well nailed down to that sort of time frame. Even given that amount of time, it is stunning the complexity that we're dealing with, you know, the human brain.
And the order.
Yeah, the order is fantastic. But order does appear spontaneously as well, you know. So you've got those two sides to the argument. One is that it had to be put there. Somebody had to put the design in there, the blueprint. The other that, well, we just happen to live in a universe where things order themselves, you know.
Can they really happen by themselves?
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know is this very, very simple answer. We don't know how life originates, for example. You know, there's a lot of hand-waving goes on when scientists talk about the origin of life. You know, you talk about a planet forming, well, we know pretty much how planets form. We know that you can get simple chemicals, carbon chemicals, amino acids. We can kind of figure out how amino acids are the basis of proteins, which is kind of the basis of life in a way. Amino acids, we know how they form. They form in space, okay? We know that they form naturally. We can figure out how they form chains. But how they then form into, complex organisms and cells and how DNA and all the rest of that information is encoded in there, quite honestly, and, you know, if a scientist is being really, really honest with you, they say, we haven't a clue how it happens. We just don't know. And yet, you know, supposedly it did happen. It happened within a fairly short period of time, say, you know, 100 million years or so, which in geological time is a finger snap of time. It happened here on Earth. And we don't know. It's one of the great unanswered questions. Now, the obvious answer to that is, well, it's an incredibly complex problem, so it's not surprising we don't know the answer to it. You know, eventually we will know the answer, hopefully. But, yeah, we don't know where that complexity comes from. And any scientist who says we do, is not being completely honest about the situation. There has to be the God factor in there. And that's where this whole business of intelligent design comes in. And why it's such a heated argument. You know, many scientists just are put off by that because they immediately relate it with literal creationism, you know. But the intelligent design, if we use lowercase instead of, you know, the big I, big D design, which kind of implies religion right away, if we say, well, is there some sort of design in there? Is there some sort of creative force at work that is intelligently organized? Kind of avoiding the issue of religion in a way, but saying, you know, is there some intelligent coordinating factor behind all this? It has to be a viable scientific theory. And to say on the one hand, oh, we're talking about religion, and on the other hand, we're talking about science, is nonsense. There has to be that overlap between the two, the possibility that there was a creating influence to the universe. Whatever that is, whatever your religion happens to be, or if you're not religious at all, you know.
Yeah, I started the program with a story about a system where it could be where stars will form in reverse motion, rotation.
Right.
Then some of the other planets within their own system once they form. Now, how can that be? How can it be? It sounds like it defies the laws of the universe.
I knew you were going to ask me that, and you caught me out with that. You see, because it's breakfast time here, and I've not checked the news yet, so this is obviously news that's broken. So you're throwing something at me that I've not had time to consider.
We'll both keep each other on the cutting edge, David.
Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't want to speculate. What it sounds like, and you kind of said this in your report, is that the material from which the star formed was rotating in various directions. Okay, so normally what happens is if a star forms, you've got a cloud that is spinning, and you know the phenomenon of the ice skate, you know, where they pull their arms and they spin faster and faster.
That's right.
You know, well, it's the same when a star is forming. You get this gas cloud which is slowly, lazily rotating. It pulls itself in by gravity, and as it gets smaller, it spins faster and faster, and the material gets kind of pushed out into a pancake shape. The center of that forms the star, where it's densest, and the rest of the pancake gradually forms the planets. And because the pancake is all spinning the same way, the planets all end up spinning in the same direction. Well, what seems to be happening here is that you've got a planetary system that has formed in two stages from different portions of the cloud that are rotating in different directions, is my guess, you know, but that's just pure speculation. I'd have to see what the actual science is behind it.